Hi, Vineyard family. It's so good to see you this way. What a time we live in. Who could have thought last year, October, when we met in Brussels and enjoyed worshiping together and listening to Paddy Putman and ministering together, that this year we would not be able to have a conference physically. The only thing we can do now is this, meet each other online. But I'm so glad that at least we had a chance the previous hour to meet over the internet and encourage one another as churches. And I hope you were encouraged. I hope you were strengthened by the prayers and by the prophecies, hopefully, and maybe even the questions that you could ask each other. How are you doing? And I want to encourage you as well to, this is not something that needs to be restricted to a conference setting like this. You can do this anytime. You don't need to ask Marianne and me for permission. If you need encouragement, you can call us, of course. We're more than willing to encourage you and pray for you. We pray for you every day, but you can call each other as churches. And maybe this is a good idea to do this every now and then. Just call another church and say, let's have a Zoom like this and take an hour to pray for one another and bless each other and encourage one another in the Lord. So go ahead, do this. I also want to take this opportunity to thank you as leaders in your churches for your service, for your diligence, even in this difficult time to serve the flock of Jesus, the church of Jesus. I know from my own experience how difficult it is. All these new questions, this new situation, nothing that we were used to doing is normal anymore, is possible anymore. The way you have to reinvent church, and not just once, but time and time again, as the regulations and advices to the churches change. So thank you on behalf of the whole Vineyard family for your service and for your perseverance, and I pray that you will be encouraged to keep on doing this. And we pray for you every night that your work will not be in vain, that it will bear fruit for Jesus, for his kingdom, and for his church. As we prayed for this conference, Marianne and I found that we both had a scripture in mind. And I want to share them with you. Maybe this scripture, the first one that I got in mind, sounds a little bleak, but it's not meant like that. Let me read it to you first before I make all sorts of reservations on that scripture. It's from Revelation 3, verse 1 to 3. You remember, Revelation 3 is those letters to the churches. And I have a favorite one, or maybe even two, in between those churches. And this is not my favorite one. I wouldn't have picked it myself. But as I was praying, this little verse sentence out of this portion of scripture came to mind. Let me read the whole context for you first. Revelation 3:1. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, "He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you." Now, please don't hear this scripture as if we would say that your church is dead. It's not. I know about almost all of our churches quite a bit, and I know that our churches are alive. Not everything is blossoming or blooming, but there is life, that's for sure. The portion of scripture that touched my heart was this, strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die. Now, I don't know if you know that feeling, but in this COVID-19 period, pandemic, I keep having this nagging question in my mind. How is everyone doing? I don't see them all our church members. I'm not sure, where are they in their faith? Are they still alive? Are they okay? Are they blooming? Are they blossoming? There was this conversation I had last week with one of our church members, a young guy, and he told me, at the beginning of COVID, I decided I'm going to spend the extra time I will probably have with the Lord. I want to try and do that. And now, so many months later, he told me, I've grown. I've really learned to love the scriptures, and I want to be baptized now. But he also said, I also feel more alone than I did before. Not necessarily because of COVID, but because of this. I've gotten to love the scriptures, and when I talk to fellow Christians, I don't see that same fire, that same love in all the other ones, in many other ones, and I feel a little bit alone. And that's the kind of worry that sometimes creeps up on me. How are they all doing? Are they on fire? Are they still burning for Jesus? Are they still in love with Jesus? Are they praying, reading their Bible? And it's hard to know. So this scripture came to my mind, and then Marianne shared this scripture, and this was the one she had in mind. I didn't know. Ephesians 5:14. Paul is quoting a song, probably a known song in his days. It sounds like a psalm, but there's no verse like this in any of the psalms. But it's beautiful. It says, therefore it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine upon you. Now, looking at our churches, maybe we can say, we're doing okay, we're alive. And yet, all of a sudden, everything we knew to do is impossible. We can't meet on Sundays anymore. In the Netherlands, we can't even meet as small groups at normal sizes anymore. A max of 3 people in our bubble every Sunday, every day in the homes. And sometimes I thought, Lord, it's already hard to be church in this day and age. The churches are declining in the West, still declining. And now you allow this to happen? And yet I think, okay, nothing that happens is beyond God's control. So what does the Holy Spirit want to do in this day and this hour with us, with the church, with the Vineyard, with your church, with my church? And maybe this is what the Lord is inviting us into. Arise, awake. Let Christ's light shine upon you. Now, if I look at that scripture in Revelation 3, there's 2 little bits that I want to highlight for you. One is this, where it says, remember what you have received and heard, keep it and repent. That is the reason why we asked John and Ellie Mumford to speak to us today. I asked them to remind us of the things that have been given to us as the Vineyard, so that we remember them and that we keep them, and also become aware of the places where maybe we've forgotten them, where we've fallen asleep, so to speak, to those things. And wake up, rise from the dead, become who we are called to be again, and repent in that sense, start doing those things again. So as you listen to John and Ellie, I urge you, I pray that you will open your heart to receive those very basic, simple things, and maybe with the open mind and the open heart to say, Lord, are we doing, am I doing these things? Am I guarding them? Am I keeping them, remembering them? Or should we, in certain areas, repent, start doing them again, rethink what we're doing, so that we may awaken to who you have called us to be and be a blessing in your kingdom.